Horror Stories Podcast.
Opening. Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but, well, you don't have to today. It's Sunday, and you get a break from that madness. Instead, it's time for your madness with the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program, ramble a little bit in between as the sun comes up, and post the resulting disaster for your enjoyment and pleasure. Unless you're a vampire, then you flee into your coffin to avoid the sun. This is weekly challenge number 227, and the topic is masks. We've got a fun batch of stories this week, so let's hear them in the order that I received them. And first up, Abigail actually returned. Cool! We didn't scare her off at all. Oh well, I guess that means we're not that scary, but with masks, we can be very scary. So, Abigail, let's go ahead and hear your story, and thank you for coming back.
Her sister was tapping on her cheek. Not done yet. Her fingernail clicking to satisfaction. Beneath hooded eyelids, the slim view of sleeves, flourishing, the sleight of hand. Don't move. She had given her a light therapy kit, too. This flashing causes the molecules on your skin to scurry and bombard into each other, and then they hold one another close. Wrinkle-free. Smooth. These words peeled off as thoughts of her sister telling her she was an Indian princess, the igloos they made, and the double angels in the snow when she held onto her tight, scurried, and bombarded.
Ah, sisters and their beauty treatments. They never work. Oh, great. Now my sister-in-law is going to hear them. Oh, never mind. Oh, thank you, Abby. Ooh, yeah, I'm going to dig myself into a hole early this week. All right, who's up next? It's 6:16, by the way. In case you're keeping score, I'm way early. Although it says 6:16 a.m. on this thing, which means I haven't set it to 24-hour time yet. You know, I rebuilt Windows 7 on here, and then I replicated the drive again. And I'm sure that something will come in and corrupt it. It's always Adobe Air. Anytime that I put Acrobat Reader on something, it screws it up permanently. So, Adobe Air. TweetDeck was what got me on an Adobe Air sucks kick. So, and when I remove it, it leaves some drivers in there that still blow it up. So, anyway, I'm blithering again. Next up is Lewis. You may know him as Dedrick, but that's our secret. So welcome back, Lewis, and let's hear what stories you've got for us.
The hideous creation oozed itself around the lab. The doctor's experiment was getting out of hand. It was scary, except it wore silly masks of three cartoon characters. He told one person of his experiment. It was after he injected her with nanites to cure his fiancée's terminal disease. Before their very eyes, her arm turned a dark purple. It later became shiny and then started to droop as if it were gelatin. A few days later, she was just a mess of purple ooze, moving around, longing for revenge. As she absorbed him through osmosis, he turned purple too.
Ah, young love. Which I think is the most hideous creation, I guess. Oh, thank you, Lewis. Whew, man. I'm just waking up. I gotta just give myself time to wake up on Sundays before doing this. Otherwise, I'm just gonna babble and yawn and you guys are going to have to suffer through that, or actually you won't suffer through that, you just won't listen. You'll just read and say, I can read these myself in my shower. I will print them out, or I will take my laptop with me. I will not plug it in because I'm not crazy. I will run on battery power. Ha ha ha. Okay. All right, let's see who's next here. Thank you, Lewis. Let's see who's next. It's Free Read. Free Read is returning. Everybody's coming back. This is great. As the big regulars, you know, the people come in waves. I wish I had charted this out from the beginning. Tom did that, but he vanished. But I wish I had charted this out because it would be so cool to see who comes in, who leaves, what, you know, like generations, you know? Generations of people coming in and trying and then moving on to other things and sometimes coming back and saying, yeah, I remember this place back when it was this and that. We used to go up against Rael to see what do stories, and there would be others. And then there was Caleb, and man, there was this guy, Ellison, and Steven the Nuclear Man. Now that kind of thing. So here's Free Read's story. I hope you enjoy.
I want you to paint my wife. Money's no object. Send her in next week. We'll make a start. He'd never worked with anyone so sad or still. The first 5 months, he enjoyed the opportunity to really paint a face. During the last month, he started talking to her. Signora, tell me, please, why are you so sad? The week I came to you, I lost a baby. It would have been my first. Oh, my sympathies. My husband doesn't know. I will paint your secret into the mask of your portrait. I will never say a word. Mille grazie.
And that painting turned out to be the Mona Lisa. Ooh. Now we know the secret of the smile. Kind of a... Thank you, Free Read. That was kind of creepy. I like that. Kind of sad. Speaking of happy, we have ourselves our friend Zach Mann. Yay! I'm always happy when I hear Zach Mann's stories, unless they're really, really scary. He's got two of them this week. Yes, productive and scary. So let's hear what he's got. And remember, if you feel like doing more than one story to make up for the people that are off gallivanting on the south of France, well, you're welcome to. Here's Zach Mann.
Have you seen my house? And if you have, will you help me find it? I bought a new house cheap, but it was not in the best neighborhood, and my insurance guy said I could get a 50% discount if I bought a cloaking device as an anti-theft measure. And it works really well as long as the batteries don't go dead in the remote before you memorize your address. Until I recharged the batteries in the remote, I cannot unmask my house. I may never find it since the neighbors have cloaking devices too.
I told you he had two stories, but you didn't believe me. Here it is.
I walked into Jen's Candle Emporium, a shop that sold candles by the scents they masked. I saw Just Ate Beans, Wet Dog, Old Kitty Litter, Dirty Diaper, and almost any smell you would like to cover. She even had nosegays, just in case you don't care what other people smell. Not finding the one I needed, I asked Jen if she had anything that masked the smell of Toyo. She replied, "Sorry, so far I have found nothing to cover the smell of warmed, dry fish. But this sample of mouse stuck in furnace might help."
Warm, dried fish. That's my favorite. In fact, there is a Yankee Candle for that flavor coming out soon. It's better than pumpkin pie. Did I ever tell you my pumpkin pie story? Oh yeah, I did. Oh well. Thank you, Zach Mann, for those two. It's a two-fisted kind of fun thing today. Yay! Hey, I got two fists! And just walking down the street happy and hopefully not punching anybody. Oh. get the strangest visuals at 6 in the morning. I think Almo's got a story for us. Almo, are you here? Oh my God, he is. All right, well, let's see what he's got. Take it away, Almo.
John got out of the van and opened the back door. He smoothed his hands over his new blue coveralls. Stanley called from the driver's seat, "Get the tools." John looked quickly through the neat stacks of equipment in the boxes. "Make sure we have pliers," Stanley yelled. "What kind?" John called back, pawing through the various implements. "Needle nose," Stanley said, "and tape." "Tape?" John said. "It masks the screams," Stanley told his rookie assistant. John got the tape and the pliers and closed the door of the panel van with the Torture Incorporated logo emblazoned on them.
Thank you, Almo. Hey, I think I had a summer internship with Torture Incorporated. Yeah, I got to hose out the vans. Real fun. Kind of like being at a fish market. Sorta. Kinda. Next up is Graceful. Yes, she's returned. My God, all these people are coming back. I think we're doing something right. I should probably screw it up now. Bleah! Oh, sorry. Here's Graceful and her story.
She logged into the online store and reviewed the products list. Scanning the names running down her screen, she watched for the one she had heard about. Anger, Ball, Behind, Burn, Carnival, Catcher, Ceremonial, CPAP, Data, Death, Demon, Dennis, comma, Rocky, Dionysus, Diving, Effect, Female, Face, Fencing, Fluid, Gas, Goalie, Groucho Marx, Halloween, Hidden, Iron, Janus, Japanese, Jung, Mardi Gras, Mobile Armored Strike Command, Munch, Edward, Nixon, Odor, Oxygen, Polycarbonate, Tape, Welding, Zorro. Maybe she had missed it. Scrolling back, she found it and clicked. Pain, comma, masks. Upgrading to priority mail. She would have it the next time he said those words.
You know, I handed that one to the midget because when I handed it to the telephone robot, it didn't sound quite right. Thank goodness for midgets. I think everyone should have one in their basement. In a cage. Thank you, Graceful. Next up is TJ. Now, the summer is almost over, which means that it should be a frozen wasteland up in North Dakota. But you know what? I think that there's still culture there, and creativity, and TJ is living proof. Unless he happens to be a robot. But I don't think he is. Or, let me think about that.
Hi, this is TJ. I am a terrible bowler, and this is AHA!
They don't show this in the comics. My heroic alter ego, AHA! Has a knack for anticipating where the bad guy is going to be and then getting there ahead of him. I am assisted by logic, vector awareness, and basic math. So, when I intuit the bad guy's escape route from the bank heist will take him through this nice lady's living room and I get there ahead of time, I trip her Brinks home alarm. The police pull off my mask and I'm just Harold Feinstein, math teacher. They got the other guy, too. We're sharing a cell. Aha!
You know, there was This American Life recently asking people what superpower they'd want, flight or invisibility. I think I'd like to have the ability of AHA. Because flight, you have to file flying plans, you can run, you get bugs in your teeth. Invisibility, you know, you wear clothes and they're not invisible, so you gotta go around naked. And, you know, you get, you know, bugs can still smell you. So you get, it's all about bugs, really. I have a fear of bugs. But if you're AHA, there's a mosquito on me. Thank you, TJ. I now have my life's ambition to be get bitten by a... I don't know, bitten by a math teacher. Radioactive math teacher. Peter, don't go near that cage. There's a radioactive math teacher in there. You gotta be careful. Aha! I get a little weird at 6 in the morning. I haven't set the clock yet.
I need to
set this clock. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to right-click the clock and adjust date time. And internet time, additional clocks, hold on. Change date and time. No. Change calendar settings. Aha! All right. Aha, it's going to get me. HHMM. Long time. HHMM. Apply, okay. God, it took so many steps, and now it shows 0640, which is not much better. The sun hasn't come up yet. Now, let's see, which cats are there? Okay, that's Boo, and that's the baby. Bruin has gotten real big. He hasn't gotten fat, he's just gotten big. He's just a big baby panther. Damn, that's a big cat. I think we've been feeding him too much. Oh, well. Next up is Norval Joe and his story. Yeah, Norval Joe's back, and he's got them flying islands. Woo! So here we go.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press. Speaking of which, look for our next issue coming out a week from today, roughly. Get some good science fiction and fantasy for your e-reader. We'll be available directly from Amazon for your Kindle. Or you can get us on Smashwords, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, all over the place. Or come to our website at flyingislandpress.com and you can purchase it direct there. Probably cheaper that way. Well, here's my story for the weekly challenge number 227 with a prompt of mosques. The warbling call to prayer echoed from the minarets of the city's mosque. Those close by made their way quickly inside. Faithful believers, too far away to reach the building by the appointed hour, rolled out prayer rugs in their homes, businesses, or even in the dusty cobbled streets. A man walked quickly from his truck away from the mosque, his hood pulled down to mask his face. Still others, far away, gathered around a table and two cell phones in a small, shabby room. They awaited the word. One phone rang. A voice said, "You may make the call." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Ooh, scary. I wonder what they're doing. They're probably ordering a pizza. Hey, order a pizza. What? Oh, order a pizza. Make sure it's halal. Okay. Hey, so no ham, right? No ham. No bacon. No sausage. What about green beans? Why do you want green beans on a pizza? That's crazy. Actually, now I want green beans. Oh, I had green beans Friday on the way home from work. I know that's crazy. You don't just walk up to a store and say, "Hey, can I get some green beans?" No, they had catered something somewhere in the building, and so they put all the rest of it out. You know, the leftovers. No one eats green beans. So I grabbed up, cups and cups of green beans. They're good for you. There was rosemary potatoes. I, took one and savored it because potatoes equals death. Breadsticks, nope. And a huge plate of salad. And they had cake for somebody who'd been there 10 years, which you would think if someone's there for 10 years, you would give them a way to gnaw their leg off and escape. But they had cake, and I was like, I'm not touching the cake. So I grabbed the green beans, and I walked back into the office. It was like, "Hey, well, didn't you get any cake?" "This is my cake." No, those are green beans." "This is cake." So, by the way, I'm down to 207. You've heard me bitch for weeks and weeks and months, and now I'm at 207. When I woke up at this ungodly hour, 207, man, I'm getting close. So when I go for my walk, I'm going to, sweat out pounds and pounds of water. So, the scale will probably say, I'm betting it's going to say, 205, maybe 204, who knows. If I do my two-hour walk, the crazy walk, God. I need to make sure that I don't do that too early, because I do go out with water, but I tend to lose the water bottle. When I go on my walks, I like look around and it's like, oh my god, another water bottle. Okay, this is not me going on a walk. This is me rambling to avoid sharing Planet Z with you. And I just want to say right now, I miss you. I miss you, Justin. I miss you, everyone who hasn't been here for a while or taken a break. I know that you're busy with your lives, and you know what? That's cool. And I say this, and it isn't just some facetious way of saying, come on, come back, please, it's dying. No, it's not. Actually, we're doing fine. You know, as long as people enjoy this and enjoy being a part of it or up to the challenge, and it's like, I could enjoy a Kit Kat bar, and I've got some paper and a pencil. I could write out some fake traffic tickets and mess with the people out in the streets, or I can read a 100-word story. This is going to be fun. Okay, she pulled the mask off of the Chihuahua and decided, no, this time you don't wear lederhosen. And then when she put the plate of ice cream down, decided no chocolate sprinkles for you, doggy, because chocolate's bad for doggies. That kind of thing. So, here's Planet Z. I warned you.
The face of the first CPR mannequin was modeled after a beautiful woman who had drowned in the River Seine. Her death mask was a popular addition to many homes, and one of those led to its use on the dummy. The most important lesson one learns with the dummy is only to administer CPR to someone who is not responding. So when the dummy turned to me and moaned, "Let me rest in peace," I fainted. And the entire class tried to administer CPR to me. A broken nose and 3 cracked ribs later, I threw out the dummy.
And there you have it. That's it. No more. No more stories. That's it. That's it for the week. We're all out. If you wanted more, you should have sent them in. But I think this is a good number. This is less than 30 minutes. Your pizza is not free. Sorry. I'm just going to keep mentioning pizza. My wife made a pizza last night. There's one of those. Oh, God. Chef Boyardee, and the crust gets thick. And, oh, God. You know, if you make them on, like, a charcoal grill, yeah, you can get crispy, but never mind. There was a bunch of stories about masks. Now, if you had a hard time understanding all that, join the club. But the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there's a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites, not the favorites of everybody else, you, yours. Make your decision. This will determine who picks the topic next week and speaks at the Lincoln Memorial. And forget this Glenn Beck, Martin Luther King stuff. You are our only hope. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe send them flowers, follow them home at night, imitate Norm Sherman on the Drabblecast with weird sayings. Oh, music in the background was by Guy David, GuyDavid.com, for all your Guy David needs. Or Guide Avid, which I don't know what that means. Now for some podcast business. I keep mentioning 100-word stories on Twitter. I don't know why, since I very rarely post things on there. Which means all the more reason for you to follow it on the rare time that I actually send something. The next topic is going to be Muffin Basket. No, it's not disgusting. It's just that Abby didn't send in a story. Norval Joe didn't send in a topic. Sorry, story topic. It just... did I tell you that it was ungodly early? I wake up at 6 every day of the week. And on the weekends, I try. I try to sleep in. But I did this stupid thing and I did a slushie with Kahlua last night. Kahlua has caffeine. Bailey's does not have caffeine. But when I did one with Kahlua, it didn't taste all that good, and it keeps me up. I thought Kahlua tasted better. I remember the joy of cold Kahlua. I'm going to put it in the fridge. I'm going to see what I can do with it. Maybe I can bake with it. I don't know. I'm babbling again. I don't ever make coffee either, so there's no point in putting Kahlua in coffee, because it's coffee flavored. So what do you put it in? What do you do with Kahlua? I don't know. Anyway, other places that you can post your stuff? Merciless Storytellers. Will, do you still exist? Flying Island Press, which is coming out next week, which I should write something for, but I keep saying that I never do, because I suck. And then Dribblecast, that's a place you can send stuff to. Where are other places that people can send things to? Compassion 365? I don't know, I'm so out of touch. Now that I've redone my iPhone and rebuilt, I've got all sorts of other podcasts, but they're all NPR. NPR is everywhere. They've taken over. You know? Whatever happened to independent podcasts? And whatever happened to rock and roll? We're all dying out, man. Oh, well, that's a positive thing to hold on to for tomorrow when I read you another 100-word story. 5 years of this crap. Enjoy, and thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief. Closing.